This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Chris Wiley, director of the Roseburg Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, the library, of course, remains closed. A lot of online things can take place, but on Thursdays, again today, you're doing the drive-up service for people who want to pick up physical materials. Talk more about how that works.
That's right. What we're asking patrons to do is go onto their online accounts and log in, place their hold on the materials that they're interested in receiving. We also can help people with that if they want to give us a call. We're at 541-492-7050. That's 492-7050, or email us at library@cityofroseburg.org.
And how's that?
What we do then?
How's that been going so far for people to get a hold of you and access things that way?
Oh, absolutely. We're answering the phones. We're here. We're doing behind-the-scenes work, but we absolutely are answering questions for folks. We're doing some reference work and then helping people get those books. What we end up doing then is throughout the week, we're grabbing those holds for people. We check them out to the patrons, and then we have them ready for people to drive up, and that's from 3 to 6 p.m. this afternoon.
And explain the process when people drive up. Where do they go? How does it work?
Yeah, we ask people to drive up on Fowler Street and enter the parking lot. We have signs and we have chalk markings for people. They can return materials as well as pick up materials, but we aren't handling any of the returns. We have a drop box outside as well as our regular outside book drop. So we have two places where people can return material on their own. And then they're calling us on a number that's listed, and we bring the books out to them if they can pop their trunk, or we put them on a cart, and we keep our social distancing that way.
So basically getting a hold of you right before they get there then?
As they pull up. So we had last week, we had a whole line of folks, and one after another, as they got to the front of the line, they called us. We pulled their books and got them out to folks. We had 45 people pull up last week. It was pretty amazing.
Well, and obviously with the closure of schools continuing for in-person classes for the remainder of the school year, there's probably a lot of parents looking for some more resources and more things to do for their kids. And here's an opportunity to get those physical materials today.
Absolutely. You can get the physical materials. As you mentioned right away, our electronic materials are 24/7. Go to RoseburgPublicLibrary.org and click on Library Resources. There are a lot of vendors who are making all of their electronic books available at no charge right now, and it has exploded the number of materials for youth, more than we have ever been able to provide.
Wow. Well, that is good news indeed. For the library, this has got to be an unusual time to be in there. You're still working, but it's just a whole different environment.
Well, this isn't what a public library is supposed to be, right? We're supposed to be bustling. We were used to 400, 425 people a day, and now there are a handful of us, again, doing behind-the-scenes work, a lot of collection development happening here. This isn't why we got into library science. So we look forward to reopening and welcoming back people for browsing and chatting and book talking.
But in spite of where we stand with all the requirements right now, using these online opportunities and also the drive-up service on Thursdays, though, still gives people an opportunity to be connected and get the reading materials that way.
Well, that's what we're really hoping that this accomplishes. And we're trying to support that literacy that continues to happen at home for the young folks, and then pleasure reading for everybody. I am all about escapist reading right now myself, and if I don't have access to the electronic books, I certainly do with physical materials, and we're happy to provide that service to the entire public.
Now, for people that aren't used to accessing the electronic materials from the library, explain more about how they do that.
Right. We have two platforms, Cloud Library and OverDrive, and it works with computers, laptops, desktops, as well as tablets and phones, if you have a smartphone. And for most of those folks, that means getting to their app store and downloading one of those two apps. We recommend the Libby app. It's L-I-B as in boy, B as in boy, Y for Overdrive, and then the Cloud Library app. With your library card number, don't put any spaces in, and then the password is the full phone number, including the area code that you registered when you got your library card. And you can check out on Overdrive up to 6 books at a time, with Cloud Library 3 books at a time. We're talking thousands and thousands of ebooks and audiobooks for folks to listen to.
Wow.
And read.
And again, explain for people just if they want to do pickup today, what they need to do.
Yeah, if you haven't placed your hold yet, that's what needs to happen first. So you can go onto your online account at rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Again, log in with your library card number, no spaces, password is your phone number, and place those books on hold. By about noon, 1 o'clock, we're finishing up checking all those books out to people and getting them ready to go. If you don't go online or you're not comfortable with that or you need some help, give us a call, 541-492-7050. 492-7050 will help you through that process. You pick up the books between 3 and 6. Enter on Fowler Street. We'll have them ready for you.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.